Natural gas seems to be the fossil fuel that can do no wrong. It has boomed in popularity not just in Alaska, but the rest of the U.S. and countries across the globe. It's relatively cheap and clean. Those benefits were not lost on the Homer City Council when they started down the path to a gas transition. The city used a legislative grant to pay for a pipeline to bring the gas from Anchor Point into Homer and Kachemak City. But the city borrowed over $12 million from the Kenai Peninsula Borough to pay for the 73-mile distribution system used to deliver the gas to individual properties.
Part of that project, the city decided to create a very large all-city special assessment district that assesses each property equally for putting natural gas in all the streets and right-of-ways in Homer.
The assessments just mentioned by Homer City Manager Katie Kester were set aside by the city to pay its debt to the borough. And DOT has properties inside that special assessment district.
We're engaged in conversations right now with DOT about those properties and getting payment from them and letting them know that just because it's a state property doesn't mean it's excluded from the district.
Kester says only undevelopable properties are excluded from the district, and on that, DOT agrees. Jill Reese with the Department of Transportation says the properties in question are right of way.
Whenever we expand a road, sometimes we don't have enough of an easement or a owned property already that the road already traverses in order to make it wider or longer. Sometimes we have to go out and buy extra property from private individuals in order to do that.
Once those properties are purchased, they are labeled right-of-ways, and state statute forbids developing them.
It's not subject to the assessment since there's no opportunity to develop the property and, take advantage of that gas line.
But Kester says the properties she's talking about are developable, and right now the city is trying to explain that to the agency.
A lot of these properties are benefited properties. They have facilities on them and structures on them. So right now, I think that it's really just a matter of engaging in conversation with DOT and educating them about, the types of properties.
Kester says the city has already exempted DOT properties that she calls truly undevelopable.
Only a road is on them, or there would be no ability to build a structure.
Kester adds that other state entities have paid assessments on their lots. She is confident the city and DOT will find a solution to their disagreement. She also says it's important for the public to know everyone with properties inside the district is being treated to the same standard. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.